Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, I was answering the 10th question when our time ran out. So listen as we continue with that today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. Then shall we have praise of God. You know, you can love people but not trust them due to certain things in your lives. Maybe it has to do with money, maybe it's something else. But the hidden things of darkness that people don't know, the counsels of the heart, when we don't get those things right, it'll be known in heaven. So how will we have praise of God? Then we'll see that we're saved by grace, not by our works, you see. Men need to know that. Jesus preached more on hell than any other Bible speaker that we know of. Now, if you think that it's bad for me to preach on this subject, and you think I'm trying to scare people to build numbers, no, I'm trying to keep people out of hell. I'm letting God use me. Look, I pray about these messages. I pray about the verse-by-verse study. I pray about all that and trust God to lead me. Your argument's not with me. It's with the Lord. In Romans chapter 14, verse 11-12, as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. And look, we have a tendency to compare ourselves with others. But in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, the only comparison we see is with the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. You're not compared with me. I'm not compared with you. I'm compared to Jesus, and I fail miserably, and so do you. Oh, yeah, there's been some very bad sinners. I mean, look, Moses consented to somebody's, did kill a man. Paul consented to a death. Mary Magdalene had seven devils. She was a witch. We read of the lady taking an adultery in the very act and called for the death penalty, and God spared her and saved her soul. And the woman at the well had five husbands, and the man she's living with, not her husband. So in all these cases, these are bad things that maybe many of you have not gone there. Let's think about the woman at the well, the woman that had five husbands and the man was not her husband. Let me read from that chapter in John chapter 4, just verses 28 through 30. After Jesus has talked to her, and I believe she got saved then, it says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ? You see, she couldn't hide her sin from him. You get to heaven, you're not going to be able to hide your sin. You can hide it from your kids, but one day your kids will know if that sin is not confessed and forsaken and under the blood, and if it's not made right with the people with whom you need to make it right. Now, well, I told God about it, and he forgave me. I don't have to tell the person I sinned against. I don't have to tell the person I'm wrong. Well, the Lord says, you do. You do. So it says, he saw all things I did. Is this not the Christ? And then verse 30 says, then they went out of the city and came unto him. So they all go out to see who this is. This story is of the woman who had had five husbands. The man with whom she lives isn't her husband. I mean, this is the depths. And there are people who know her reputation. They would not want her coming to their church. They would not invite her to come. Jesus speaks to her, and she is saved. She goes back to the city and tells them of Jesus and invites them to come see him. To whom did she go? I believe the people with whom she had sinned. I don't think she limited it only to them, but she told all about Jesus. I believe that she is ashamed of her sin. But she did not want the people with whom she had sinned to go to hell. See, there's the evidence that woman really got saved. Pride would keep most from going back to make that right. But this woman really gets saved. You see, she had felt a responsibility with whom she had sinned. And so she feels this responsibility before God to reach them. Now, let's imagine she had been married to the man she now lived with. I believe she would have told him, and they together would have gone to the people with whom she had sinned. Why? She may be loved by him, but she's not trusted by him in that situation. So this would build trust for him toward her that she says, this needs to be done. Will you go with me? Now, she knows in her heart she is forgiven and finds the sin that she committed with them totally repulsive. It's not a good memory for her. Hebrews 13:4 states marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. You see, the sin is that she did this with somebody that was not her husband. The sin enjoyed with others. Now, there are people that commit this sin. They're not harlots. They cheat on their husbands. Ezekiel 16 condemns that worse than the harlot. Actually does. Read the 16th chapter. It says, you're not as her that does it for money. You give yourself freely. The modern terminology would be slut for that. And that is low. And yet God can save the slut. And God can use the slut to be a witness to those people with whom she sinned that they might be saved. You say, I don't know about that. Well, you see, she needs to find the sin with these men and will find it very repulsive. Because it wasn't her husband. But yet, the act of husband and wife, the intimacy between husband and wife, can be enjoyed with each other, but not with others. But when it's enjoyed with each other, it's pure and holy in the sight of God when it's with your spouse. Otherwise, it's in the gutter. It should be repulsive to anybody, and it should be repulsive that it was with that person. That sin will make it totally repulsive to the offending spouse to think of what they did and with whom. Long after the spouse sinned against has forgiven it. The thought of it should be repulsive to her, and her desire is more for her husband than ever in the love that she has for him. But also to show her hate for her former sin and its repulsiveness in the light of being with other men. But that's the sin. That's not the soul. So she goes back to these souls. Paul went back to the Jews. Jesus sent the man, Gadarene, you know, the guy that had all these devils, broke the chains and all that, had a legion of devils in him. In Luke 8:39, he sends him back to his home. To reach those men that knew of his sin, to see what God had done for him. His former sin may embarrass him in front of them, but he knows he's forgiven. It's not his sin thrown back in his face, as some would think. It is reaching these people for Jesus Christ, showing what Christ did for him and can do for them. Hey, maybe there's someone in your past to whom this would apply. Now, let's not stop there. Yes, everybody's going to give an account. And then, John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Look, judgment is coming. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Judgment is coming. And let's look at the specifics of it. In Hebrews 4:12-13, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Now we see that he's going to use the word of God and its holiness and show your thoughts and intents of your heart. It's going to divide between your soul and spirit. Everything, all about you, is naked and open in him. You can't hide anything in the depths of your heart or carried out in your life that nobody else knows about. In John 8:44, Jesus said, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now look at that. Jesus told them, there's no truth in you. And it's the truth of God's word. He told these religious people they needed to be saved. In Romans 5:12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So my friend that wrote me this, scare people. If I could scare people into heaven, I would. But they do need to know what's facing them. Every person needs to know, and it needs to be reiterated for emphasis. Now, I had three kids that grew up in our house, my three children, and there were some things that we reiterated. Don't you touch that. Don't you touch that. We didn't just say one. You know, that's poison in there. Don't touch it, please, and just go on and never say no, no. We're very careful. Very careful on things that could be a danger to them. So again, my friend that wrote this here, there is a reason we preach. We preach it because it's God's will. We preach it because he said that in John 16, Jesus said that he would show us, the Holy Spirit show us things to come, and he doesn't show it to us unless he wants us to preach. So, yes, it is important. It is important. And not all my preaching. If you've listened to this radio broadcast, you know that's not all my preaching. If you've been in my church service, you know that's not all my preaching. But I'm not going to apologize for preaching that there is judgment to come. So if that's the person's problem, they're going to have a problem with it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants, my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.